They had left the silver glint of a biting autumn evening, and now around them everything was golden with light. The grasses of the field were a tender new green, and scattered about were tiny multicolored flowers. Meg turned slowly to face a mountain reaching so high into the sky that its peak was lost in a crown of puffy white clouds. From the trees at the base of the mountain came a sudden singing of birds. There was an air of such ineffable peace and joy all around her that her heart's wild thumping slowed. "When shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain?" came Mrs. Hu's voice. Suddenly, the three of them were there, Mrs. Watchet with her pink stole askew, Mrs. Hu with her spectacles gleaming, and Mrs. Witch still little more than a shimmer. Delicate multicolored butterflies were fluttering around them as though in greeting. Mrs. Watchet and Mrs. Hu began to giggle, and they giggled until it seemed that, whatever their private joke was, they would fall down with the wild fun of it. The shimmer seemed to be laughing, too. It became vaguely darker and more solid, and then there appeared a figure in a black robe and a black peaked hat, beady eyes, a beaked nose, and long gray hair. One bony claw clutched a broomstick.
"Well, just to keep you girls happy,"
the strange voice said, and Mrs. Watchet and Mrs. Hu fell into each other's arms in gales of laughter. "If you ladies have had your fun, I think you should tell Calvin and Meg a little more about all this," Charles Wallace said coldly. "You scared Meg half out of her wits, whisking her off this way without any warning."
"Fixerunt anime raro et per pauca loquentis," Mrs. Hu intoned. "Horace, to action little, less to words inclined."
"Mrs. Hu, I wish you'd stop quoting."
Charles Wallace sounded very annoyed. Mrs. Watson adjusted her stole.
"But she finds it so difficult to verbalize, Charles, dear. It helps her if she can quote instead of working out words on her own."
"And we mustn't lose our senses of humor," Mrs. Witch said. "The only way to cope with something deadly serious is to try to treat it a little lightly."
"But that's going to be hard for Meg," Mrs. Watson said. "It's going to be hard for her to realize that we are serious." "What about me?" Calvin asked. "The life of your father isn't at stake," Mrs. Watson told him. "What about Charles Wallace, then?"